Thank you for calling the Music Academy Success Information Call. And now here's your host, Marty Fort.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great year so far and on their way to their Music Academy success. I want to thank you for joining our call today. This is a call for basically prospective members. We've got people that have called in from all over the world who are interested in the Music Academy Success Program. And what we're going to be doing today is talking about what's happening with the industry, talking about what's happening in our schools, and going to give you lots of great advice. I hope you have a pen handy. And what I'm going to do today in the call, when I have a point that you're really going to want to take home and work on, I will give you the cue to write this down. We have a special guest on the call today. My name is Marty Fort, and I'm the CEO of the Music Academy Success Program, also the owner of the Columbia Arts Academy. We have 600 students taking voice, guitar, piano, bass, and drums in one location, which has given me a net six-figure income. And since 2008, I've been teaching these systems to other people. Now, why I founded the program is a great question. Basically, what we're going to talk about today is how MASS is different, how it is doing things very differently than a lot of studios, and is different than any other coaching program out there. And Jen has been in some other coaching programs and multiple things, and she can tell you a little bit about how it's been different for her business. But Jen Hickel is the director of the Signature School of Music in Rogers, Minnesota. She is doing great work up there and was kind enough to join us on the call today. So at the end, we'll take your questions for myself or Jen, and you guys can get to just learn more about the program and what it's doing for people. So real quickly, Jen, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Marty?
Doing great. And so if anybody wants to check out your school, can you give them your website address, please?
Sure. It's signatureschoolofmusic.com.
Okay, great. Well, briefly, my story, for those of you who don't know it, I've been a musician and a teacher for over 20 years. I'm a guitarist and a singer, and I went to the University of North Carolina School of the Arts for classical guitar, got a bachelor's, went to the University of South Carolina, got a master's, and then basically graduated from college and needed to make some money. And so started teaching in my home, started with about 30 students, then went to a one-room Montessori school, then got up to 55 students, went to a two-room commercial location with two teachers in 2004. And here we are in 2011 with over 600 students and 40 teachers. So one of the things I really want everybody to understand about this program is that the people listening today have a variety of business size. You know, some of our members have 800 students. Some of them have, 80. And basically what I want you all to know as a coach is that I've done it all. So whether you are teaching 25 students in your home or you are teaching 800 students between three locations, I have been there every step of the way, and so have our members. That's what's great about our community. So the first thing I want to talk about is how schools that are already successful are growing even more by using outside-of-the-box marketing. So what we want to talk about first is, what is outside-of-the-box marketing? Now, what's dangerous about what's happening out there now is that all of you are getting a lot of peer pressure from your family or friends saying, well, you should be on Facebook, and you should be on Twitter, and you should be using Foursquare, and all this stuff is happening. Pinterest is coming out, Google Plus, all this stuff is going down. And there's a lot of distractions of where to go, where to even start with marketing. And so what we do with MASS members, the way we were able to take people and get them to grow even more is to define outside-of-the-box marketing. So here's what you want to write down. You want to write down that what you're going to need to do to grow your school is obtain the Google mindset. Now, this is an interesting mindset. Most people think all I need is online and all I need is a website and that's all I need to do. Well, let's look at Google and what Google does. Now, if you look at Google, they have, of course, their online marketing. But they also have number two, which you want to write down, is that Google does snail mail. So all of you, especially those of you that are in commercial locations, at some point in the past 12 months, have gotten a letter from Google, snail mail versus the dinosaur of the USPS, promoting and trying to sell you Google AdWords. Think about that. Google has their hand in the online and in the offline with quote-unquote dinosaurs like snail mail. If you really keep up with the trends, the latest thing Google is now doing is TV ads. So although YouTube is owned by Google and they own YouTube, they are broadcasting ads on mainstream cable television, CBS affiliates, NBC affiliates, ABC affiliates, quote-unquote dying television media with the rise of Apple TV and with the rise of YouTube. So the first thing I'm giving you today is really the way our members are growing is they are not buying the quote-unquote online-only mentality, and they are getting astute at outside-of-the-box marketing, diversified, and they're acting just like Google. Now, the problem is that a lot of you are relying way too heavily on online marketing. So here's the question. You have to ask yourself what happens when the algorithm changes. So the algorithm that Google uses is changing all the time. It's changed more than once this year. It's going to continue to change. They're rolling out Google Plus. So if you've been doing online marketing, and that's 90% of your game plan, and the algorithm changes, what happens? Our members are not as vulnerable to that because they are using outside-the-box marketing. Now, the other part of that is, what if there's an error? I have had myself and my Google ad, which is not an ad, it was an organic link, but on my link under my domain, which is a music school, Jen, you don't know if you know this story, but they had the summary was for like hospice care.
Oh, no.
Not good, right?
So, no.
And it's very hard to get a hold of Google, and it's very hard to get the things fixed, but I had to just keep contacting them and get it to change it. So there was like a real problem, you know. And if I was not using outside-of-the-box marketing and if I was not teaching it, I would have been in real trouble, especially during a month like January, which this call is in. We really need to get everybody to get their kids in piano, not thinking about their family members that are going to hospice. That's how serious just putting your eggs in the Google basket are. Number one, identifying that from today's call, you now know the Google basket is not all online. The Google basket is really a combination of snail mail and TV and constantly evolving things. So, Jen, let's at that point go to you. That's a good place to start. I mean, what is mass marketing mindset done for your school? I mean, how has it changed it?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is after 13 years of me attempting to run and grow my business all by myself, mass has just been that catapult to launch my business to the next level of growth and revenue, and really faster than I ever dreamed possible. I had all these imaginary bubbles filled with question marks over my head, and mass has just popped them all. And I feel like I'm able to confidently march into the future, and I can expend my energy on what works instead of wondering if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, and you've been doing, you know, awesome work, you know, and we'll talk more about that in details as the call goes on. But now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about how schools that have been stuck with their enrollment, because I see a lot of people come to me, they've got 300, 400, 500 students, you know, one client that has 800 students, and Jen, you know, you've seen the members, they get kind of stuck, and things kind of plateau, and they really need to get it moving forward. So here's what I want everybody to write down. Second thing to write down is tackling the money math. And one of the reasons I wanted to have Jen on the call today is that she's been a super student of money math. And basically what money math is obsessively having a handle on your numbers. That, I mean, so many studio owners that I work with on the call today, if I asked what their gross was, you know, January 2012 to January 2011, what was their net profit, how many students came in, how many students went out, what sources did they come from, how many students are they losing, you know, how long are teachers per teacher retaining their students, what per marketing source, how long are people staying? They're very weak on that. So the first thing I would encourage any of you to do, if you're really going to make 2012 the best year yet, you've got to get a good grip on the money math. And one of the things I would advise you to do for advice is to get out of QuickBooks. QuickBooks is unless you're a CPA, first of all, QuickBooks is designed for CPAs. You know, QuickBooks was designed so it would make it easier for CPAs to get stuff from clients and file their returns and do their books. It's not designed for us, and a lot of people are confused by profit and loss statements, balance sheets, that kind of thing. So really the money math exercise is just starting with just a spreadsheet and really getting a grip on the numbers, number one, but also through the program, training you to focus on the money math, to do it daily, and to really get a grip on where your ship is going. So you want to really focus this year on the money math, getting good at it. And what we do in the system is I have made for all the members 5 done-for-you money math blueprints. So you can see if a school has 50 students, what they need to do to maximize profit. If they have 300 students, what they need to do to maximize profit. If they have 500 students, what to do. Just this month on the membership site, I put a done-for-you spreadsheet, which will allow our members to track them using the formulas. So a lot of what's cool about the program is that we do the work for you. You don't have to go out and just say, oh, what am I going to do with a spreadsheet? It's already done. Because here's the thing, everybody. Even advanced music school owners are not watching the numbers. They're tired. They're too tired to watch the numbers. They just kind of put it off on an accountant. I just think about it someday. But that's what we do in this program. We get you whipped into shape, into being focused on the money math. So, Jen, I know you personally, I worked with you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. How has money math changed your skill set, I mean, as a business owner?
It's changed everything. I was just like you were describing. I didn't look at the numbers. If I did, I was looking in percentages or projections, but I was not having a handle on, you know, monthly growth, net students coming in, coming out. And it's just completely, you have trained me to look at that and to get better and better. And my husband is a partner in my business. And for us to communicate and be on the same page, I really just let him handle it before. And now I realize that I need to make my decisions by looking at the money math. Now when I make the decisions about marketing, hiring, firing, instead of just relying on my intuition or guessing at it, my husband and I are coming together, and instead of him just handling the numbers, that is actually what's making the decision for us. And you know what? It's much simpler. It takes the guesswork out of it, makes it a lot more concrete. It's hard work. It's like going to, you know, a new teacher with your instrument, and they are forcing you into, you know, learning a new technique or thinking about things differently. And then suddenly you realize, wow, this really works. So it's really, truly helped us come such a long way.
Yeah, because for 13 years, if I'm understanding, it was kind of going one way, and it's really been in less than 12 months.
Yes.
This explosion's happened, and you know, it's just what you said. We are looking for serious music studio owners, and we'll talk more about how when you came to me, but, you know, we are not looking for people who are just hobbyists or just want to do this. We are looking for people that really want to make money and really want to get serious, and we are a community of like-minded, serious people. You know, especially when the blueprints are done for you, you know. Let's talk about the trend, Jen, that I've seen stricken a lot of schools that come to me. And a lot of people, you know, we talked about people that have grown by using outside of the box. We talked about people that have been stuck and moved on. We're going to talk now about people that have really had significant losses. And I mean 20%, 30%. I've seen people come to my door, Jen, that have lost 50 to 70% and how they got back on track. So what everybody wants to write down, the number one reason this happens to people is that they're drinking the Facebook Kool-Aid. And this is a battle, Jen. You know, I have a spouse, too. I fight this battle with my wife, you know, that she loves that Facebook, man. And she is on Facebook all the time. And luckily, my competitors are, too. And I'm here to tell you that Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, people are going there to be social. It's really not what's driving, you know, the marketing for these businesses. So if any of you come to Mass and say, well, we're doing all this online stuff, you're really just doing a very small piece of the puzzle. And Facebook is not going to help you with that. Now, the problem with that is social pressure. You're going to get off this call today, and you're going to go to your spouse or your partners, and some of you will go to your teachers, which I want you to stop. You need to stop talking to your teachers about your business and just keep that in-house. But whoever you counsel with in life, and you're going to say, wow, you know, we talked about the Google mindset, and we talked about how Google's doing online and snail mail and TV, they're going to say to you, well, that's all hooey because that guy doesn't know what he's talking about and everything's going online. And that's why people are losing huge chunks of their enrollment when the algorithm changes or when somebody gets ranked higher than them or Google changes again like it constantly does. So we had a big change in Google last year with Google Places. And I had a very detailed special report, you know, for the members. And to help people get caught up with that, because we always do what's current. This is not just something that you buy and 3 years passes. With our monthly membership, you guys are constantly getting special reports, constantly getting newsletters to move on. So, Jen, can you maybe talk a little bit about this, the how you feel about the special reports you get? Are they helpful? Are they not helpful? And also, are you relying on social media for your music school marketing?
First of all, the special reports are extremely helpful, and that's what I love about Mass. It's not only so much information right to the get-go. When you sign up, boom, you've got tons of information online. Then you get your stuff in the mail, and there's so much. But, yes, as things are changing, Marty, you're staying on top of it. You're helping us, and that's what I mean by I don't have to be looking to the left or the right. I'm just on this path, and I know that if something massive is changing out there, you are going to do a special report. You're going to alert us. You're going to keep us in the loop. And that's just invaluable, and it saves me so much time of wondering and researching and looking around. Secondly, I am not on using social media. I've just absolutely been convinced that there are more effective ways of marketing that take less money, and it's not so hit or miss. Not that I'm not saying Facebook takes money, but it takes so much of your time, and that might as well be money. That your time is so valuable that you could be spending elsewhere. And you're right. It's that mindset of people aren't on Facebook wanting to purchase something. They are vegging out. They want to connect with their friends. It's social. And learning to advertise in the places that people are in the mindset of buying, that is what's much more important than really using all this, the latest, greatest things that are, it's really pop culture, what's happening. Yeah, do we need to stay in the loop and know what's going on? Sure. But it is much more important to learn the tried and true methods that really, truly work.
Yeah, and two things real quick. One of the things I think that is huge about our program that frankly is worth the investment for the whole thing is there's a CDR in there with 30 documents that are done for people.
Mm-hmm.
So all they have to do is open up in Word and get going. You know what I mean? So much of the work is already done for them. But you brought up something that's interesting to me, Jen. Me and my wife went on a dinner cruise. We sponsored a kid. One of our kids at the school, not our child, but one of the students, was going to Carnegie Hall to sing with his chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a fundraiser, so we sponsored him to go on this dinner cruise. And he got to go to Carnegie Hall, and we got to go on the cruise. And as we're sitting there, we ended up sitting at a table with somebody I knew. And what always happens to me and Mass members is they're asking how my business was doing. And I told them it was doing great. I mean, for 7 consecutive years, we've had increased profits. Think about that. 7 consecutive years, increased profits. And I tried to tell them what I do, which I share with only Mass members, but these were kind of friends, I figured, what the heck, and they tore into me and said that I should just be focusing on blogging.
No way.
So here's the thing, when everybody, when I talk about the social pressure, when you get off this call, you have to ask yourself, what's the source of information? So with Mass, you get somebody who, number one, has 600 students in one location, not spread out over 2 locations, not spread over 3 locations, and who knows more? The person that is interested in Pinterest and blogs, or how many people in your life do you know that have 600 students in one location? Well, you need to listen to the person that does that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard because people have social pressure from their spouses, from their friends who think they know best. And if you're going to make a change in your business this year, you got to tune that out. And you got to be brave enough to change and to work on your business like your instrument, and to get serious about your success, because that's what we're looking for in our community. And Jen's definitely serious. Next up, let's talk about private makeup lessons. This is a personal problem for me for years, Jen, something I really struggle with as a teacher. And so what I want everybody to write down is this. First of all, we're going to talk about why private makeups with 24 hours notice are killing your bottom line. And when I was doing it, Jen, it was killing more than that. It was killing my sanity because I was miserable with all these people pressuring me at 9 a.m., for makeup lessons, because what teachers and administrators go through is, it's like more students, more problems. If you've got 300, 400 students, it's insane how many requests you're getting at 9 a.m., even though your policies are crystal clear, right? That you say, look, it's 24 hours notice, and maybe you get 2 or 4 a year, whatever it is, but the people don't care. And we have to come to terms with that. This is the real reason why I formed this program, Jen, and I don't know if you know this. You probably do, but when I solved the problem of makeup lessons, and what I'm not going to do on the call is tell you how to do it, because that's only for our members to know, but I will tell you what it will do for you. What it did for me is it just solved it. Our students get unlimited makeups. I don't have the confrontation anymore. Our retention is up. We're going to talk about our summer retention in a second, and my life is just made so much easier. So what you need to write down is that the industry has changed. And if you look at academia, Jen, with music schools teaching classical music primarily, we are one of the slowest industries to change. But the industry has changed. And that's one of the biggest things is that the Mass members are changing with it. And those of you that right now are doing private makeups, you're spending way too much time scheduling private makeups. You're spending way too much time having to deal, frankly, with pissed off parents that even though they signed your policies, want an exception because somebody got sick or somebody had soccer and they're freaking out, and it's just going to drain you emotionally as well as financially. And so that was the one aha moment. I said, Jen, I've got this awesome system. It's changed my life and my business, and I'm going to teach it to other people. And you've seen it work with the other members. Because here's the thing. Clients are tough, and the recession has only made them tougher. You see this Occupy Wall Street. You see the revolt against Bank of America trying to charge $5 a month. You saw the revolt against Verizon trying to charge $2 more a month. You saw what happened to Netflix when 800,000 subscribers left because they tried to change their models. People have always been tough, Jen, you know, and now they're getting tougher. What people need to write down listening to this call is this. You've got to figure out with your makeup system either how to just get mine and put it to use ASAP or how to get what you want and how to give them what they want. Because you got to give your students options, but you can't fall victim to the time suck of makeups just because traditionally our industry has always done it that way. And that leads us into summer, that the secret to summer profits is only covered in the mass program. This is the only program on the market that covers how to make a lot of money during the summer. So if you look at one of our members on the homepage there, Jen, who you've talked to on calls, you know, Ryan Cullen, who's one of our recent contest finalists. I mean, his profit was up like 31% this past summer. He's got 800 students. It's a huge amount of money. So what you want to write down is you know, if you think in like a dance school, everybody does, you know, Nutcracker or they do Swan Lake and then they're out. But that's not how music schools work, and that's not how Mass Members music schools work. The, June can be one of the most profitable months of the year. And summers are intense. There's a lot of anxiety for paying the bills during the summer. There's a lot of anxiety of covering payroll. A lot of anxieties of paying people's, you know, house, you know, payments. So everybody has got to get on board with the mindset shift. And from this call on, take it from me, you not only can make a lot of money during the summer, you should always make a lot of money during the summer. So what I brought today on the call, and to get specific with you all, is some hard numbers. And so if you want to write this down, May 2011, our gross, Jen, was $56,164.
Wow.
And then June, it was $54,975. So it's less than a $1,500 difference, you know what I mean? I mean, we made a ton of money in June. May 2010, we grossed $44,989. June of 2010, we grossed $44,000. So once again, you know, that's a difference of like a grand, you know. So we are making a ton of money in June. Here's what everybody needs to write down. We are not dance schools. You need to be in a program that only teaches music business systems, and everybody has got to get on board with that, that we are different, and our needs are different, and our business models are different. Next, I want to talk about how to keep students from quitting. This is a big one, the complicated but, you know, vital topic of student retention, how to get students to stop quitting. Because what they're experiencing is they're quitting for, they say they don't have time anymore. They say soccer coach is screwed up the schedule, or we're doing dance, or we can't afford it, or whatever it is. And none of which, frankly, are totally true. They're only partially true. The problem is our teachers are not doing a good enough job. And that really is the problem, that if people love something, they will make the exception to do it. I mean, we're doing lessons, Jen, 7 days a week. And we have plenty of times they can come in. We start at 9 a.m. We stop at 9 p.m., you know. So it's not really a scheduling issue. It's a desire issue. And it has to be analyzed on teacher quality, getting the right teachers, getting the most out of teachers, not infringing upon their independent contractor status. That's one thing, you know, that has Mass helped you at all with your understanding of independent contractor law and maybe help you make some changes in that area?
Absolutely. Yep. It really, I thought I knew what I was doing and I thought I was doing everything correctly. And I've always been looking at it, tweaking it, making sure I'm doing things correctly. But I think Mass really honed that for me and brought it into clearer focus and helped me know what I can do, what I can't do, and then how to get around that. If I can't do something, how I can do something else in a different area to get the same desired result.
Yeah, because it's a big thing, you know.
Yes,
And so independent contractor is one of the first CDs people get. It's entitled Why Dance Schools Have a Hard Time with the IRS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Huge stuff. So what people need to write down, if you're going to stop students from quitting faster than new ones are coming in this year, the solution is you have to do not only a lot of things to market, but you have to be doing at least 20 things to retain students. So the thing is, if I asked most people on this call today, Jen, how much they're doing to retain students, they'd probably give me two or three.
Yep.
And what I am doing through different layers, through the teachers, through the office staff, through every facet of our business, we are doing an intense amount of 20 things to retain students. So what people need to do is they have to create a retention system that works on many levels before the registration, during the registration, after the registration. You know, I mean, Jen, how detailed is the Mass system on the topic of student retention?
It's extremely detailed, and there's so many tiny little details that you can instantly apply. These details will make your customers feel valued, understood, and ultimately that's what keeps them staying with you for their lessons. And like you said, Mass doesn't always focus on the marketing and getting new students, but how to make all the systems in your whole entire business flow so that those students stay with you. It's easy to implement. It's easy to read. I feel like that's almost these things are what kept me very busy at the beginning. Just small tweaks that don't cost a lot of money, but just having that aha moment, oh, yes, I could word it that way. I could say it that way. I could do this. It was just so beneficial. And I have to be honest with you, Marty, I can't go to other businesses now without getting annoyed because I know these things. And I think, you should be doing these to me. You should make me feel valued. You should be speaking this way on the phone to me. You should be following up with me. I don't understand why other businesses don't follow up with me. And so I've just learned so much, and it's kind of ruined me a little bit. But that's how I know our business is going to stand out, because our customers are having the same experience elsewhere. And when we are just above excellent, they're going to know they found the right place.
Well, Jen, I hear that from a lot of people, that what Mass does, if people want to write this down, is it makes you sensitive to the business world around you as a consumer and an owner.
Yep.
Like never before. And so, yeah, it really pisses you off when you go out to a restaurant or something and it's just really slack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the retention thing is how to get students to stop quitting. It's sophisticated. I mean, you have to really see all the layers to it. You have
yep.
to be committed to it. Your staff has to be on board with it. But anybody can do it. And the case study is, not only for my summer retention, but my year-round retention, we have grown and posted net profit increases every year for 7 years consecutively. That's what I can tell you about our retention system. I mean, it's that clear. And it's so vital, because people that are only doing two or three things to retain clients, they're the ones that are going from 300 students to 250, 250, 200, and then going, okay, I've got to pay this lease, I've got these debts, I've got this credit card debt, what am I going to do? And that's when they come to Mass. Or they're just stuck. They're able to get to 400, but they just can't get past it. But once they start retaining them longer, Jen, they go
mm-hmm.
to 425, they go to 450, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
One big thing I want to talk about today on the call, help everybody with their profits, is how to operate year-round and get out of semester-by-semester thinking. So the problem is, you have to ask yourself, are you running a dance school or a music school? And if you're doing both, that's fine. We don't talk about dance schools in Mass, but some of our members have both, not a problem. They just understand that one of the things you can take away from today's call is, if you're doing combined programs, you've got to treat them very differently. And the problem for a lot of you is that you're treating your music and dance very combined, and you're treating it very similar, and your clients, dance clients think one way, they should be treated one way, music clients think one way, they should be treated one way. And in your situation, Jen, I know that's been a huge breakthrough for you, for understanding how private students think and the private student economic model. So what everybody needs to write down is this: why do music schools use semesters? Although I know where it comes from, it's because we just copy what other people do. So we see dance schools doing stuff, so we just do what dance schools do, right? But there's nothing worse than a student, if you want to look from just a purely musician level of somebody trying to get good at an instrument, there's nothing worse than taking 3 months off and getting rusty to
mm-hmm.
go to the beach. And I will tell you also that now with the recession, not everybody is traveling nearly as much as they used to. So how do you make the switch? I mean, well, I'm just going to turn to you, Jen. I mean, you didn't, you know, really run a dance program as much, but you were actually based in a dance school.
Yes,
so
I was.
Can you talk about how you moved out of a dance studio and you're now on your own? What was that process like?
I knew that subleasing from a dance studio was the stepping stone I needed to get to my own location. But we shared a space, we shared a receptionist. There were so many differences. And when I started even advertising things like no cost for recitals, you know, all inclusive, it almost looked like I was conflicting with her and making her look bad, and that was not in my intention. But they can't say that. There's so many costs associated with dance schools, and you're right, they do this huge nutcracker push, and then in the spring, and then everything kind of goes different in the summer, and it was just ghost town, and I have always tried to keep lessons going in the summer, not the way you do them. But I agree, it's horrible to let students take 3 months off. Then, you know, we could barely pay the bills. There were literally summers I don't even know what we ate because things were so tight. And so I've always tried different methods of certain lessons, and it was a scheduling nightmare, and I simply could not grow at doing my model. It was not sustainable at the larger student level. And what you've taught me and how we can implement the summer strategies is completely doable. You can maintain it with more students. And you're right, you have to break away from even the school model. I think a lot of parents think school's out, you know, everything's different. But in reality, we have had so many enrollments over the summer because school is out and people want to learn an instrument. You have to be ready to take them in, have enough slots, and you can use that as a leverage too for your people not quitting over the summer because they don't want to lose their fall slot. So everything you've taught us has just completely changed the mindset. I will say, though, when I stepped out of the dance studio, like I said, it launched me to here, but I didn't, this is when I found math, is because I didn't know where to go from there. I knew I needed out of there. I knew I needed my own space, but I felt like I was walking in the dark, and I just started desperately seeking after a coaching program, and math is just what turned the light bulb on for me. I mean, Marty, right away, he was helping me with which space to lease, what signage to acquire, even how many rooms I needed. Suddenly, you know, I had all these answers in front of me, and it was just phenomenal. We're just in such a better place now, and Mass has just given me all those details for me to finally be successful. I really was airplane circling. We just could not move beyond 75 students. My goal was to reach 100. And since joining Mass, I've grown 77%. And we're over the 100 hump. We're 130. We've enrolled 25 new students this month. So we are finally breaking through, and it's all because of the Mass systems.
Well, but it's also because of the hard work you're doing. You know, you're a hard worker. You're a great salesperson. You got a lot of energy. And you're serious, Jen. I mean, the reason you're successful is because you're serious.
And but you know, Marty, I've always been serious. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the compliment. But I've always been serious about this, but I didn't know exactly what to do. So it is. It's both. You can't just be in math and not be serious about it. I am done guessing or trying to figure it out for myself. Now when my passion and my seriousness has been applied to math, that's when I got the results, which is very cool.
Yeah, because we're here for support. So for anybody that wants to get off semesters and if they want to get into year-round, see, this is what we're happy to share on the call. What we would do is you get on the calls with me in the month and say, okay, Marty, how do I, you know, tell me, about, what do you think of this letter I've drafted? What do you think about these dates I'm going to do, you know, et cetera? So you're not there just on your own.
Exactly.
There is support, and not only support from me, but there's two very important dimensions, which is why I wanted to get you on the call today to talk about, you know, it's not all about hearing my voice. There's a community level to this, and then we have, you know, this conference coming up. So let's start with the first one. You're active on the forum. You're active on the gold calls. You've been making friends. You've won some of our contests. So tell them, you know, has there been value to you for being plugged into a community of only music school owners, and what has that been like as another dimension of your coaching experience?
The forum has just been invaluable. I have always felt so alone and isolated in my industry. I literally felt like no one understood what I was doing, what I struggled with. And now to have this forum that I log in and there's other members chatting about their ideas, what they've tried, their success stories, what they struggle with, it's an unbelievable community. And you feel this instant connection because these people are doing what you are doing. They're not only musicians, which is very fun to have a conversation with another musician, but there's a business owner. There's just so much camaraderie there. And I love that if I have questions, something's coming up, I want to bounce something off, I can go there and I can ask a question. And also, it makes me feel very validated that other people have questions, and I can say, I've been there, I've done that. I just don't get that conversation anywhere. And honestly, like Facebook, it's just so boring to me now because now the forum is like where I want to hang out because these people get me, and I am dedicated to what I'm doing right now. I want to grow. I'm very serious about it. I don't really want to make time for things that aren't laser focused on what I'm doing. So the forum, I feel like, is another gateway. It's another place to go for me to just even the way I'm thinking, just brainstorming or getting ideas or encouraging other people. And I don't know where else you could find a filter to pull out people just like me that own their own business, they're in the music industry, that are passionate about what they're doing. It's truly such a wonderful tool.
So for those of you who are serious and are saying that you're interested in doing this, here's what you need to do next. It's very easy. If you want to get the home study system, which is the 3 manuals, the 4 CDs, 3 months of gold calls, 3 months of times to call in, 3 months of newsletters, it's 3 payments of $4.99, and you just go to musicacademysuccess.com/apply. musicacademysuccess.com/apply, and we can get that to you in 2 or 3 days. Your login for the membership site will start immediately. But I tell you, knowing from doing these calls, that a lot of people right now are just saying, you know, Marty, $1,500 is just too steep, and it's just too much money, and it's just not worth it. So I have always justified it with the 100% money-back guarantee, that if people Google Music Academy Success Refund, there has never been anyone who complained about not getting their money back. You have a 12-month, 100% money-back guarantee. If you go to the Better Business Bureau website, there are no negative reviews on it. And think about how hard that is to do, Jen, to sell something for $1,500 and not have one person out there saying that they got taken advantage of, because the truth is they did not. Mm-hmm. I take all the risk, and if you return it, I'm even going to pay the postage to get it mailed back. So I have driven that point home a lot in the manuals. But a lot of people are just saying, you know, it's just too much. And I want to turn it over to you. I mean, because you were probably thinking the same thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, you know, you equate math going back to college. One college course is $1,500,
mm-hmm.
just one course in a business degree. The whole math system is $1,500. The degree would be like, $50,000 in a college. You know, it's so much less than that. So what do you say to anybody who says it's just not worth the investment, it's too much money?
Well, first of all, it absolutely is worth investment, and I was out there freaking out. The first time I heard about it, I didn't even tell my husband for a while because I couldn't even say it out loud. $1,500, I thought, where on earth are we going to get this? But the 3 payments, money-back guarantee, I mean, you cannot beat that. And if you are serious about your business, if you feel alone, you're not sure which step to take next, if you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're just never making any more money, which is what I was feeling, you need to take this leap and join MASS. Immediately, you're going to get help and strategies and details that will improve your music school. As soon as you log in, I took 12 pages of notes from the stuff that's just online. Then once my math system came in the mail, I literally just buried myself in it for days, reading and studying and looking at this. And that is why I equate it to going back to college. I feel like I'm in school right now for my master's degree. I was at Caribou yesterday, and I was studying, and I was having coffee, and this lady next to me, I could tell she was doing schoolwork, and I broke the ice, and I said, are you in school? And she said, yeah, I'm finishing my degree. She said, are you? And I kind of stumbled. I was like, no, but kind of, because I feel like math, it's so much information, and it's wonderful. And obviously, I'm doing this because I'm serious about it, and the more you put into this system, the more you're going to get out of it. But that's what I'm choosing to do. I'm choosing to spend so much time on it, reading the manuals, implementing the changes, participating on the calls, contributing to the forum. When I was a Diamond member, because I won that contest, I was participating on 4 calls a month, 2 in which I was just listening to Marty, 1 as a one-on-one direct coaching call, and then a smaller group Diamond call that was benefiting my entire staff. Amazing. But it takes a lot of time. It is not fluffy. It is not small. There is just no way you can receive this detailed information about your music studio business at a college anywhere. I'm very thankful for my music degree and who it made me. But if I were to go back and get my master's in business, it would not be specific to my industry. And for years, when I was reading every business book I could, I was scouring the internet for strategies and ideas. It was never until now that I could so quickly and easily apply business principles, because these principles have been applied to music studio owners. They've been tried, they've been tested, and they've proven successful. I honestly believe, I know this sounds so cliche, but I honestly believe there's no way that you can afford not to purchase MASS. It really is worth every penny. And if you're out there and you're considering it and it's a scary investment, yes, it is. But with the strategies that you will learn and the students you will gain, you will pay that back so quickly, it will just be a blip on the screen. It doesn't even matter to me anymore. I don't know that you can put a price tag on it. It's so beneficial, and I totally understand how people feel. I was there myself, but I think you just owe it to yourself to give it a try.
Well, yeah, because either three things are going to happen. One, they're going to buy it. It's $4.99, 30 days apart, so it's spread out. And
yep.
They're going to be successful, and they're going to be happy. Or two, they're going to get it, and they're not going to be happy, and they're going to send it back before 12 months, and they're going to get all their money back.
Yep.
So it's really just two things. I mean, it's that simple. And the other thing people are thinking about that they may be concerned about is that they've been through other conferences and other coaching programs, which there are hundreds of in the country. There are hundreds of coaching programs, Dave Ramsey, Tony Robbins, you know, all kinds of stuff. So for those on the call that are thinking, you know, they've probably heard all this before. It's only going to be a repeat for them. It's going to be a waste of their time and money. And if I remember correctly, those were kind of your concerns, Jen, when you came on. You wanted to know. Your question, I think, I specifically remember coming to the office was, your question was, is MASS substantially different from other coaching programs to justify the cost? Can you talk a little bit about how MASS is different and what you can only get in this program?
I think, the biggest thing is it is just for music studio owners. It is not generalized. It is so specific. And there are other coaching programs. I've looked into them. I was looking into two others. But in MASS, we are all doing private lessons. And some of us do have classes like choir or theater or preschool music. But all the other coaching programs, truly, they just gave me a taste of helpful hints and strategies. But they left me hungering for so much more. I had so many questions. And in MASS, I feel like you can always find an answer, whether it's on the monthly calls, on the forum, or in the one-on-one coaching.
Well, Jen, it's just been awesome to, you know, get to know you in a short amount of time. I mean, it's been less than a year, and I look forward to helping you dominate your market. Which a couple things real quick. One, if you're ready to get on board and you're ready to join the community, it's very easy to do what's next, and that is go to musicacademysuccess.com/apply, fill out the Gold Member application, and it'll be three payments of $4.99 for the home study system. Thank you so much. You're doing awesome work. I want you to keep it up, and I know you will. So the next step is to go to musicacademysuccess.com/apply. And if you're thinking, you know, it's just not worth the investment, I'm not sure, I'm here to tell you, you've got to get serious about your growth. And if you're going to follow my path and you're going to follow Jen's path, you have to be prepared to invest in yourself. So, hey, everybody, thanks for your time today, and here's to your Music Academy success. Bye-bye.